Community Connection brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church. An opportunity for me to welcome in some old friends from Theater Bartlesville. Well, I'll say longtime friends. I'm not sure either one of them are old friends. An opportunity to talk theater this morning nonetheless. And so I'll say one of probably the most familiar name that I can think of for Theater Bartlesville, Joni Elmore. Nice to have you back in here this morning, Joni.
Hi, Charlie, and I have you beat today. I was in Chicago last week. Talk about wind.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I saw some pictures from other members of the family out in front of what appeared to be Wrigley Field. And, of course, they don't call it the Windy City for nothing. So.
That's right. You are so right.
With or without Harry Carey.
Absolutely.
And, of course, also, Shelley Brammer's in here this morning as well, but... Theater Bartlesville, when you talk theater in this community, whether it's Theater Bartlesville or the Theater Guild, which goes back even further, it is a history of the performing arts all the way around.
And right. Absolutely. You're not going to make us repeat all the history of this
morning, would not.
Are
no,
you?
No, we don't have that much time.
Thank you. It's too early.
I do want to talk about current events, current productions, and maybe a look forward for whatever you might want to talk about the future of the Theater Bartlesville. But the things for the current season, you're mostly done, but you got one more good show for us.
Absolutely. We are winding down. We are doing a wonderful show by Annie Baker called Circle Mirror Transformation.
Okay.
And Shelby is here as our director and our artistic director to talk to you all about that show, tell you all about it, the five actors and actresses that are a part of it, and about the meat of the show itself. And we are winding down with something that is very nice, a little bit introspective and yet comedic at the same time. A wonderful show, and we'll let Shelby talk about that, and then I'll tell you a little bit about next year as well.
Sounds great. And so we'll work in how we can get tickets for all those things coming up here.
Absolutely.
Later on as well. Shelby, nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you, Charlie. Thanks for having us.
And let me just, since I'm going to focus with you a little bit more, we'll move it back when it's time for Joni to talk. But anyway, Theater Bartlesville, an opportunity for people to maybe go out, enjoy something great to eat, one of our downtown eating establishments, and then have a little bit of fun, even your dramas, even some of the most dramatic productions that I think you've done in the past have always had a laugh in them somewhere along the line. So if it's a full-blown comedy, wonderful. If it's a farce, great. People love them. But even on the most dramatic shows, an opportunity for people to stop and laugh
That's how real life is.
It is.
You laugh, you cry at the same time. This current show, which opens on April 7th, is called Circle Mirror Transformation. And if people are wondering, what is that? It is the name of an acting exercise that is often performed if you go to college and study theater, or if you're in New York studying theater. It is an exercise in which people circle up and they make a sound and a big movement, and the rest of the circle has to mirror it, and then they have to transform it into a different sound and movement. So it is about an acting class, an adult drama class at a community center, much like our own community center, in a small town in Shirley, Vermont, which is a fictional town.
Okay.
Five members of the community are in this little class, and it takes place over 6 weeks in the summer, and it is a very sweet, sometimes sad, poignant, often very funny play about people slowly revealing themselves in this, it's called an adult creative dramatic class. And so you can imagine what goes on. So they do a lot of crazy kind of exercises, and then they'll take a break, and slowly these characters are revealed.
Well, we always think that you theater people are weird anyway, so it's just going to work out all the way around.
Absolutely confirm that.
I say that is because I know it's a common joke around the theater. So weird. It's just something that I know a lot of my theater friends have talked about for years. And then somehow, to me at least, the stereotype of Vermont or New England in general, you get a little bit of quirky personality,
a little bit
of different look on life. Interesting situations.
It is. But you know, Bartlesville to me, and I consider myself still new, even though I've been here over 2 years, but it's quirky too. It's got its own brand of eccentricity, and so I think audiences here will relate. It's not some crazy, zany Vermont people. I mean, there is a little of that, but it's not so unlike this community. So I think audiences will like it. I know the title is not familiar to them. This is a very hot new playwright. Her name is Annie Baker. She's won the Pulitzer Prize for a play 2 years ago. This play won the Obie Award, which is the highest honor for off-Broadway shows, in 2010. Mm-hmm. It was the second most produced play in the country in 2011. So it's got legs. It's been proven. It's been popular with audiences. So if people are saying to themselves, well, I've never heard of it, I want to encourage them to stick their neck out and come on down and see this, because I think it will be enjoyable.
Well, and sometimes I think community theater needs to in my opinion,
yes.
and I'm rather to get your opinion, but I'll start with mine, needs to ask the community a question. When have we given you a bad show?
That's
come see it. You know, you're going to like
that.
It. Try it. You'll like it. You know.
Absolutely.
Yes.
If it's a new show, okay, it's not the Neil Simon you
That's
came
right.
to expect 10 years ago.
That's
it's
right.
not the Our Town that you've seen in the past,
yes.
but it's going to be a good show. Come
yes.
see it.
Yes, that's right. And we'll continue to do comedies and farces and musicals, but we thought we'd end the season with something just a little bit different and just do something fresh and new that people were not familiar with, just to introduce our audiences to something that they haven't seen before. And it's not a crazy choice. Like I said, I think it's very accessible. I think people will relate to the basic humanity of the piece. It's just about people in an acting class, so it's considered a little odd.
Well, and a little odd is good, because yeah. sometimes we will go out for a fun evening, and all of a sudden the odd becomes, see how you could get there. It
That's
might be,
right.
I know that personality
yeah.
to live down the street.
And keep in mind, this class, it's not a group of actors in the class, it's a group of people who have never acted before. So it's a universal feeling of, I'm in an unfamiliar situation here, and I'm going to reveal myself. So it's not a bunch of theater people hanging out.
Well,
not that would be bad.
Absolutely. And we had a rip-roaring season. We started off with Noises Off, which was just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, a staple of the community. Of
absolutely. The, yeah. And just, you know, every seat was filled every night. And then we moved right into I'll Be Home for Christmas, which was just wonderful. Just a rendition of Christmas that seemed to warm the hearts of Bartlesville. And then we moved right into You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which was another musical. Couldn't even keep people in the seats. It was, we got them in, but we could barely keep them in because people were standing, you know.
Exactly.
We had standing room only.
And the reviews, the Facebook comments have been outstanding on that one.
Absolutely. But, you know. So it's wonderful to end with something that's poignant and somewhat comedic and introspective, and yet, you know, gives an idea of what all actors and actresses can do when they have a stage to perform their creativity. So it's been a wonderful season, very exciting, and we love the idea of this show. An Obie Award winner, that's something that we're proud to do.
Absolutely. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll tell you how you can have fun, how you can get tickets or get involved in Theater Bartlesville coming up in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, continuing our time this morning on A Community Connection, previewing upcoming attractions at Theater Bartlesville. We've talked a little bit about the upcoming show. Before we move on to what's coming up next season and the future of theater in the community, but I do want to get production dates out on this one, and then we'll talk how people can get tickets in a bit.
Absolutely, Charlie. We open April 7th, which is a Thursday night, and then we continue that Friday night, April 8th, and Saturday night, April 9th. And those performances will all be at 7 o'clock p.m. The next weekend, we open up on Friday night, the 15th, move to Saturday night, the 16th, and then we have a matinee on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And those tickets are all the same price. Everybody gets in the same price at Theater Bartlesville. And you can buy your tickets online at www.theaterbartlesville.com, or the box office is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 every work week.
And again, get your tickets for opening night. It's going to be a lot of fun on that Thursday evening. Always, in my opinion, the best one of the, at least one of the best nights to go see a show. They are ready for you. They were up. They are up for the audience.
Absolutely.
And they have been anticipating that they're going to give a little something extra special for opening night. You always do.
Absolutely. And I might mention we have a phone number, 918-336-1900, and people can buy their tickets by calling the box office as well. We take credit cards over the phone and online as well.
Okay. Sometimes a little difficult to get that credit card stuck in the mouthpiece, but other than that, you're good. Sound like a wonderful idea. We will talk production dates again a little bit before we close out the program. Looking forward to next season, and there's always a next season, the next show coming up for Theater Bartlesville.
Absolutely, and I have to, before we reveal our next season, which is really a big secret, but we're going to reveal it today on the radio.
Okay.
I just have to brag on our new artistic director, Shelby Bramer. I cannot say enough about her expertise, her experience in New York, her teaching, her educational qualities, her professorial qualities as well. She's such a teacher. She's such a wonderful director. She knows how to get it out of everyone. And the actors and actresses love working with her. But she has designed our season for the next year, 2016-17, which will open this August. And it is going to be one that is absolutely going to be delightful for everyone. We are going to open with Kingdoms of Democracy by Dan Gordon, who is one of our very own, and move right into a home dinner theater. And we will be doing Neil Simon's Plaza Suite, which is very well known, and people will want to get tickets for that. And I want Shelby to talk about each of these shows.
Absolutely.
And then we're moving into February. We are moving into Grapes of Wrath, which, of course, is the original written by John Steinbeck, and the playwright is Frank Galanti?
Yes.
Galanti. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we're doing a beautiful rendition of an English show called Enchanted April next April. So, Shelby, take it away and talk about some of these shows.
Okay. Dan Gordon, first of all, just because everybody knows Dan's shows are always fun.
That's right. And this one's particularly fun, and it is going to be right before this crazy election. I saw Dan yesterday, and I told him, Dan, I'm only worried that things are so crazy in real life now that the play may not be crazy enough.
Well, that's the nice thing about your actors. They can always bring a little more to it.
It is a very funny show called Kingdoms of Democracy, and it is a political satire. It's pretty freewheeling. It has elements, I tell them, of Monty Python and a little Mel Brooks. I think it'll be good for people to laugh. Yes, exactly. It's pretty broad, but it's right on satire about the political landscape in the country right now. And I think people really will need some laughs in right before the election. In
everybody from Shakespeare and going further back have picked up a little bit of
that's
politics
right.
along
yeah,
the way.
That's right. So. That's right. So we're looking forward to that. He has produced this in Bartlesville before, but this is a major rewrite of the play. He's feeling really good about this rewrite. And, you know, Dan is going to be leaving town in about a year, and he's done so much for the community, and we just wanted to give him a really good send-off and
Absolutely.
Say thank you.
Okay, so set your plans for Dan Gordon's show. Then
yes.
next it is
The Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
Okay, so this isn't quite so funny, The Grapes of Wrath.
No, but there's some Oklahoma connections.
Well,
so,
that's right. Yeah. Now, in between, we will do a membership soiree and do the last act of Plaza Suite, which is hilarious, about a couple at the Plaza Hotel in New York trying to get their daughter out of the bathroom for her own wedding.
Yes.
It's very funny.
But father knocking on the door,
that's
please,
right.
won't you please come out?
Please, Mimsy, come out.
Yeah.
So that'll provide more laughs. But then in January, we start working on The Grapes of Wrath. And I really hope the community will come out not only to see it, but also to take part in it. It is a large show. I'm having a guy in Austin, Texas, writes some beautiful original music for it, and the dialogue is gorgeous. It's directly from the novel, and if young people particularly don't know the history of their state and what their people have been through, mm-hmm. and the kind of character they had, and how they, you know, held it together mm-hmm. During those tough years of the Depression, they need to come see this and take part in it. It's a cast of about, I'd say 20. And I'm going to need talent, and so please, put us on your schedule for taking part in this or being involved in some way.
Absolutely. Put on your best rural accent and
yes,
come in and see
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. And then there's this wonderful romantic comedy, Enchanted April, that we'll do in April. There's a beautiful film based on this play, and it's about some women after World War I in London. You know, this kind of depressed time in London with a generation of young men wiped out. Well, they decide to take a villa in Italy, and it's about sort of the freeing of the spirit and reviving their marriages. And it's just a lovely play, and I think people in April will be ready for a little spring fever.
And Italy's always fun in the spring.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. And so we're excited about it. It's going to be a lot of work, but I think we'll have some laughs and we'll have some tears. And you know, my goal is to make every show good. Really good.
Absolutely, because that's what, you know, and it's fun for the actors, and even it's more fun for for those who are yeah. in the audience.
Yeah. Theater gives us something that, you know, a movie at the mall, while I love a good movie at the mall, it's just not the same experience. So I really urge people to come check us out. I'm really excited about this season.
Comes to life brand new, fresh every time.
That's right. Okay. Every performance is different. And while I've got the mic, I do want to give a quick shout out and mention our cast for Circle Mirror Transformation.
Please do.
You will know these folks, and they're doing such great work. Bernie Meadows, Alicia Combs, Alan Gentis.
Absolutely.
Sydney Bramer, and a wonderful young actress who's new to the community, Havila Goodenough. And it's a small cast, but each one of them is going to shine.
Oh, right.
Those tickets can be purchased at Theater Bartlesville Monday through Friday, 11 to 2, 918-336-1900, www.theaterbartlesville.com. And we love to have people call, get tickets, and come see us.
I say it with a smile on my face, but it's an accurate statement. Tickets are limited. Get yours now. Thank you very much. Opening coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah. April 7th, we open.
Thank you very much. That's a community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Is it possible that the God of the universe is interested in our work? The writer of Proverbs says yes.